Are you a business looking for a fresh new way to reach potential customers? Well, you need to get airtime on IT TV, a 24/7 streaming and on-demand TV service online and on Roku. With Roku having a potential reach of 62 million people, it's a perfect opportunity to reach potential customers through affordable commercial and infomercial spots. Visit us online today at itnetwork.tv.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My music always gets me jazzed and excited for another show. No, this is going to be an amazing show. We have three new friends, three friends who have been with us before. So I know this show is going to be incredible. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and we're going to have some fun. And you know why? It's Friday. And I always tell people, now I didn't tell the new people, but I always tell people there are two shows you do not want to be on, my Monday show and my Friday show. Mondays, I've had way too much sleep. Friday, I haven't had enough sleep. And some young lady, I'm not going to say Vanessa, but some young lady was up inboxing me early in the morning. So I've been up for way too long. So only the good Lord knows what I'm going to say. But does anyone ever know? But as always, I'm going to go ahead and invite you to share this show because there's someone who does not want to miss today's show. Maybe they need inspiration. Maybe they need to learn from 6-7 beautiful women, okay? Educated, intelligent bosses. But they won't have this information unless you go ahead and share the show with them. Send that text, make that post, send that tweet, send an email, wake somebody up. They're sleeping peacefully because it's cold and it's snowing and the ice is outside. Doesn't matter. Wake them up. They need this show. As I always say, friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're doing your job, I'm going to act like I need my job. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest, the lovely Miss Beatrice. Beatrice was born and raised in Cali, Colombia, migrating to the U.S. at the age of 7. Now she's an integrative wellness coach, helping people naturally reduce stress with organic foods and mindfulness. Good morning, Beatrice. How are you?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me here. Very excited to be here and then with this lovely group of ladies as well.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Beatrice. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
So, yeah, I am Colombian born and raised in the United States. So at home, I, you know, grew up speaking both Spanish and English. And, you know, when I was little, all I wanted to do was become a doctor. And I went to, you know, undergrad, I was pre-med. And then it wasn't until I went to graduate school where I got this anxiety and pressure to perform that it kind of took me into a more holistic route and how to alleviate it because I did not want to be medicated at all. So that's kind of where my passion for this holistic and integrative wellness came to be. And it wasn't until the pandemic when I had the time, I didn't have a job, I could dedicate myself fully into having the certifications and being able to help more people in 2020 and then 2021. And now we're here in 2022, so I'm very excited.
I'm excited to learn more about you, Beatrice, but I already know that you can help people because I'm looking around you and I see a lot of green, I see a lot of plants, and I tell people I don't have plants or pets. My kids are alive because they can talk. So I know you take care of people.
Thank you. No, I love, I have two fur babies and then I have about 15 plants. So yeah, I love being surrounded by this green and it just, it fills your life and, you know, plants give you life. So.
Absolutely. Now I am going to come back to you. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, the incredible Miss Asha. She is the first person friends call when they want to make a career move. Her experiences led Asha to write her debut book, Skills, The Common Denominator, to help more people find fulfillment in their professional lives. Good morning, Asha. How are you?
Hi, Sharifa. Thank you for having me on the roundtable.
Absolutely. I want to learn. I love to learn. Tell me about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
Thank you. My name is Asha Arvindakshan, and as you mentioned, I am the author of my first book, Skills, The Common Denominator, which focuses on transferable skills for career success. And I'm sure we're going to hear in today's introductions all the women on the show have probably pivoted from one career to another. And I wanted to capture how people did that, why they did that, and more importantly, who helped them make that change, because it's all about skills-based networking. And so I'm happy to dig into that with all of you today.
Absolutely. I want to learn more because I was laid off 8 times and my little heart was hurt. But you know what? Your net worth is in your network. It's about
I love that.
It is. I'm telling you, because it was people. That's why I love having you on here, Asha. It's people who helped me get through it. I am going to come back to you. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, the lovely Miss Natasha Noel. She is a top relationship expert and founder of Absolute Bachelor Club. Ooh, go ahead, Natasha. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. Thank you so much for having me. I am so well. It's the month of love. It is February.
Yes.
Yes, it can't go wrong. So let me tell you, I am the founder of Absolute Bachelor Club, as you said, also have another brand called Millionaire Search International. And what do? I help men and women connect and fall in love. People want to be happy. People came out of bad relationships. Maybe they ended their marriage and they want to get out of their patterns and they don't want to repeat history over and over again. They want to learn how it is that they should choose a partner so that they can look at themselves in the mirror and be truly happy and embrace life and just enjoy. We're here. We're meant to be in love, to be in partnerships, whether it's men with women, women with women, men with men, however it is. But people want to be happy. And that's what I am passionate about, is helping people get unstuck. And I am just a natural born connector. And I do that. So whether it's through matchmaking or coaching, I make love happen.
I can tell, because we, before the show, the audience doesn't know, but we all have been trying to get that chair. Because that chair is amazing. Like you are regal. I will come to you to find love, find whatever, because you definitely know. Now, Natasha, I am going to come back to you. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. You've seen this lovely young lady before on Ask Sharifa Videocast, as well as on the Roundtable Talk Show. The two guests met on the same show and decided to come back. We're going to go ahead and welcome Ms. D.M. Needham. She is the author of the Better to Burnout series, host of the Better To podcast, and an intuitive tarot and an oracle reader. Good morning, D.M. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. How are you?
I'm excited. You know, every show you come up with something new, something different. So I'm like, what does D.M. have for us today?
Today, I have my books, as always, you know, my Days with the Dark Muse and Love is Worth Waiting For. I do have my cards, but that does not mean we're going to read cards, but if we do, we do. But you can find my stuff. I am a tarot reader. I've been a tarot reader for 28 years. I have been an author published for 2.5 years and a writer for 30 plus years. And a podcaster. I'm coming up on a year anniversary. I've taped 100 episodes, and it's been a pretty amazing ride. So, yeah, I, if you want to find any more information out, you know, I'll tell you at the end. But, yeah, it's been a wild ride. It really has. Wow.
We're going to find out. But I want to ask you a question, DM. You can answer this for me. Do people actually stay in touch with other people that they've met on the Roundtable Talk Show?
Yes, because I've stayed in touch with you, and I've stayed in touch with Manessa. So, okay. Yeah.
Is Manessa pretty cool?
Yeah, you know that because you know Manessa. So there you go.
Well, we're going to come back.
Out.
I love calling people out. That's the whole point of the Roundtable Talk Show. Whatever's on my mind, the mind party, we're going to rename this show. But anyway, I'm going to come back to you, DM. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, the incredible Miss Manessa. You've seen her here, Manessa Konecki, on the Roundtable Talk Show, Ask Sharifa Videocast. She is amazing, incredible. She is an optimization queen who helps women implement strategies for thriving online businesses so that they can create wealth and freedom without overwhelm and without burning out. Welcome back, Manessa. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to be back. I brought my friends for you, Will and Jason. They're joining me today. They say hi. How are you doing?
Know, I'm even a little bit more excited to say hi to Jason. Not to break Mr. Eligible Bachelor.
I know, right? Now I have him with me all the time.
Yes, yes. For those who haven't seen you, tell us about yourself, Manessa. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
My name is Vanessa Konecki, and I am really passionate about, you know, Natasha said earlier how we all just want to be happy. I feel that way too. Like we all just want to be happy, but, and I apologize for the thumping. We have electricians in the back.
I didn't hear
you. Can you hear them?
No.
Oh, great. Perfect. And for me, what I'm really passionate about is that a lot of us find ourselves starting a new business. And after a couple of years, finding that we're not happy in our businesses because we're doing all the things all the time. And we don't really have enough time to actually enjoy the work that we're doing or the fruits of our labor. And the truth is that most of us are doing about half of the things that we do in our business, we can kind of toss to the side. So my whole philosophy is let's work on your business, get rid of all the junk that's accumulated over the years so you have more free time to enjoy your life and enjoy your business that you're working so hard for. So I'm very, very passionate about helping women find joy in business.
And hustle-proofing your life.
And hustle-proofing your life, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to come back to you, Vanessa. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. This lovely young lady is definitely a boss. She's an incredible woman, a dear friend of mine. Whenever I need support, whenever I need anything, a friend, someone to talk to, any idea that Sharifa Hardy comes up with, Viviana Puello is one of the first people to jump on board and say, yes, I'm in. But aside from all of those kudos, Viviana Puello is a renowned art business expert, motivational speaker, media producer, TV host, CEO of Art Tour International Magazine, best-selling author of You Are the Masterpiece, and one of the most humble women you will ever meet. Good morning, Viviana. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing incredible today with those incredibly lady that you're bringing today. This is going to be quite an amazing show, and I can feel it. I feel the energy. It's like this power.
But you know what? The thing about it is, even though I feel the energy because I can see all the guests, just knowing that the three of you, and I got to learn about the other one, we're going to be on this show. I knew what the energy was going to be. I'm like, this show, I told Natasha, I told the other ladies, Beatrice, Asha, I said, you guys are going to be on an amazing show today.
It is. This show is on fire.
Yes, so tell us about yourself, Viviana. I love that.
Well, about myself. Yes, and by the way, Sharifa, you're the one supporting us. Oh my goodness, I mean, you're doing so much that we can only just follow your footsteps, really. Thank you so much. I have to say that I'm filled with gratitude to be here and be able to be in this platform. And about me, I am an artist, writer, creative entrepreneur who is absolutely passionately committed to helping other creative entrepreneurs expand their careers, establish their businesses, and transition from their day jobs to a full-time either artist, writer, or whatever their choosing might be. And also not just make a living, but thrive by doing it and have a fulfilling life, be happy and enjoy it. So that's my passion. I am the founder of Art Tour International Magazine. And Art Tour International is a multimedia platform that is dedicated to marketing and promoting artists worldwide. We have a print and digital magazine, a TV show, a podcast, and a lot of events and exhibitions that we create for the artists that we promote. And we've been around for 12 years. And I have to say that this month is our 11th anniversary. And I said we've been around for 12 years because for 12 years, we've been working to make this happen. But the official anniversary is the 11th year this month. And we are so incredibly happy that we made it all the way here. And as you girls were saying, your network is your net worth. We had an incredible network when we started. And is the one that has helped us throughout our journey, throughout our history. So, yeah, the network of artists and creative entrepreneurs that we have is amazing. And it's what keeps us going. But, yeah, 11 years making this happen. I started from zero. I had no funding. I had no sponsors. I had empty pockets. But somehow I had a big, big, big God above me, and I am a believer, so I have to say it, and I had faith to make it happen, and I was strong because of all the shit that I put up in my early years, sorry for part of my language, But I went through a lot of stuff, as you probably have gone through, and made it to the other side. And now I'm absolutely, you know, stubborn about making everybody out there make it to the other side, because you can do it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the main reasons that I love to tell Viviana and everyone that Viviana is one of the most humble people, humble women you will ever meet, is because just listening to her, you kind of get an example of, you know, who she is and what she does. She talks about 12 years and 11 years. But one thing, you know, if you notice that Viviana never mentioned was her numbers and her reach. So I always tell people that even though it's a poor dog that doesn't wag his own tail, I'm going to wag this tail for Viviana, and we're going to be right back.
Artists are the most generous and inspiring people I know. They create, give, share, and fill our world with beauty. They compose a fascinating universe with a unique message that can transform and bring joy to anyone at any moment. Here at Art Tour International, we believe in art as a powerful tool to bring global awareness and create a positive impact on our society. That's why we love helping artists share their message.
Art Tour International is the leading voice in the art world, with over 2.1 million readers in 205 countries. Our international platform includes a high-quality print magazine, our digital publication, our weekly Art Tour International TV show. Art Tour International. Create.
Succeed.
Stay inspired.
Wow. Congratulations, Viviana. I tell you,
thank you.
It's definitely worth a thousand words. So I'm going to come back to you, Viviana, but I want to talk to Asha. Just hearing all the different ladies and watching the video and hearing Viviana specifically talk about how she started from zero. I know a lot of the women that you work with are afraid of starting from zero. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about anything, any of the women or just the conversation.
Absolutely. So one thing I had close to 35 conversations as I was doing research for my book. And I've had hundreds of conversations with friends and friends of friends when they're making career pivots. And the commonalities that I found is if you set an intention to make a pivot or change in your career, you will achieve it. And so, I hope people are nodding as they're listening to this, but if you set the intention, I want to make a big change. I want to make a small change. I want to change industries, cities, anything you want to make, you can make it happen. You just have to set that intention and just be patient that the change will happen. Because again, we talked earlier, the network is your net worth. It's so true. You may not have that person who can help you in your first degree connections, but it could be someone that you're introduced to in your second or third degree of connections that can help you make that change. And so that's why you need to be patient.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. And I'm not on LinkedIn. And people always say, you have to be on LinkedIn. I'm like, I don't want to be on LinkedIn. I love everybody who's on there. But it's like my network that I love is Facebook, like my friends, the people I talk to, the people I chat with, you know. And my model, my brand is always Ask Sharifa, because my philosophy is, if I don't know, because obviously no one knows it all, but I guarantee you, I know someone that does, you know. And so I'm always giving referrals and reaching out to people and giving them an opportunity to network. So Natasha, I know networking is also a huge part of what you do.
Absolutely. When I started, I didn't have one single person to match a first client with. So it was incredible. The first person who signed up as a client, I would go to networking events, set up my little table, and I would walk around. The first client was actually a woman. And I would go around and talk to men and show them the picture of my client. And I would tell them everything about her. And I would come up with dates for her. And she never felt like I didn't have anyone. Today, you know, I don't have to do these things anymore. I have thousands of people in a database and I can make some introductions much quicker, but there's nothing like grassroots marketing and just going and speaking about what you do. And then today, what I love is word of mouth. Word of mouth brings me more quality singles than I can found them through marketing.
So let me just ask you, Natasha, why were you so adamant and walking around with this one lady's picture that this is what you were meant to do?
Well,
what got you started is the question.
Right. So what got me started is there are two or three ways I could tell the story of why I became a matchmaker and how, but one that I like to talk about is when I went to Stedman Graham's talk. It was the 7 Keys of Success, if I am not mistaken. And I listened to everything and I went backstage and I spoke to him and I said, you know what? I'm a very artistic person. I always work corporate though. I have a bachelor's in communications. I always had project coordination jobs or you know, office jobs. And, but the artistic side of me would always kind of pull me away. I used to pursue acting as well. And I said, I don't know how to climb up the corporate ladder. I'm always, you know, being pulled left and right. And he said to me, you need to structure your life. And he told me I was a right brain. So what I did is I got a coach, got a business coach, and we came up with some ideas. And one thing led to the other, where I launched my matchmaking business. So the other quick story is, once when I was looking for jobs years before I met Stedman Graham, I was just looking for a different employment, and I saw a posting and I felt immediate attraction or connection. It was like love at first sight in terms of job opportunities. And it was called Relationship Consultant. I applied. They told me to write 4 paragraphs on what I would do if they gave me the territory where I lived. And I wrote 16 pages. So today I'm running my businesses, and that's how it kind of all started.
Wow. Interesting. Now, Viviana, you noticed that Natasha said artist. Anytime I hear that word, it stands out and it just reminds me of you. What are your thoughts on what she had to say?
I think it's beautiful. The fact that she touched on a subject that I was going to mention, and it's mentors, right? Coaches. Because when I started, and that's what I recommend the artists, this is something that sometimes you cannot afford. And I go back there because that's how I started. I could not afford a coach when I started. So what I did was look for online coaches, online classes, online anything that would teach me the skills. And we go back to skills, the skills that I needed. So you do have to have that commitment to learn when you want to do this. And I love artists, but there's something that artists need always. And I have, and I'm pushing when I'm mentee, when, you know, I'm coaching them, my mentees always is discipline to commit, to learn, to get the skills you need, because it's not enough just to, I just want to create, I just want to write, I just want to act, whatever it is that you want to do. There's other things you need. Nowadays, you need to market yourself. Nowadays, you need to put your effort, your own work on it, especially if you're beginning. You're not going to be able to hire a team, but there's a lot that you can do on your own if you put your mind into it, if you put your intention, and you roll these sleeves and get to work, you can make it happen. So, yes, coaches are amazing, but if you cannot afford one, go online, find classes. There's so much content nowadays for us to learn, to get the skills, to get on social media, to get on, you know, to get marketing, how to post your paintings, how to launch your book. There's so much out there for you to learn and to be able to accomplish goals and make your dreams come true. Everything is possible.
Everything is possible.
Sharifa, do you mind if I jump in? I mean, one of the things that I want to touch on is that earlier on when you asked the question, you had said that a lot of us start with, and I've heard, we've all said it, I think at least once, is we feel like when we're transitioning careers or starting a business or doing whatever this other thing is, that we're starting from zero. And I think one of the key changes in mindset that really has to happen for anybody who wants to pivot is the recognition that you're never starting from zero. So you have your network, like we've been talking about, that you bring with you. And as Natasha was saying, how she went in the grassroots, where she went in and was handing out the cards, the showing of the face, right? Is when you're first starting out, it really is about going slowly and just sort of planting a few seeds at a time every day. So you meet 2 new people every day, or you do something like the Ash Sharifa talk show and you meet 4 people in a week, which is amazing, right? It's power meeting people. It's speed dating. only better. And then, so you have that network, but then also, as Asha was saying earlier, you have all of your skills that you've brought with you. And I think as women, especially, we tend to, you know, diminish those two things and say, okay, well, if I want to pivot to this career, I have to be an expert in that career. And we automatically put ourselves like at a very strong deficit without thinking of the assets that we're bringing with us.
I love that. I love that. I think that that is amazing. Amazing. Beatrice, you're quiet over there. We talked about intentions, setting your intentions, mindfulness. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So going with this network, I think it's also very important that when you're starting out, you be open and telling your friends and family, like, hey, I have this idea. This is what I'm doing. Because you never know, like somebody could say, hey, I have a friend who needs this. Like, can you do this for them? Or can you help? Can you help me? And so I just think, and it also puts it out there in the universe, like, you know, God, universe, whatever you believe in, it's like working for you. And you're putting, not only putting your intentions, but I think also we have to back it up with actions. You know, we can't just ask and not act on it. So usually when people come to me, it's because they've, you know, they're not feeling well and they're trying to seek answers and they just need somebody. And then somehow, you know, somebody tells them about me. I use a lot of Instagram for my own networking. And then that's how they also find me, you know, seek and you shall find. But that also involves that action part and doing our own part and sharing and like speaking out to other people as well. I think that's undervalued. People are so afraid to talk about their ideas because they think others are going to diminish them. And I think the total opposite. Like, we need to be talking about what we're doing and sharing, and also be in the mindset of serving first instead of having, you know, thinking, oh, I need this client, like I need money. But no, first we need to serve. How can I serve other people? How can my message spread more so then I can help others? And then somebody, you know, like the money will come one way or another.
No, I love that. I love that. When you started your business in the middle of, or I don't know where we're at, the end, in the pandemic, and it's a mindfulness business. Were you always that confident? This is what I want to do. Let me make it happen. Let me just go out there and do it.
No, as I said in the beginning, I thought I wanted to be a doctor. And so, you know, I did all the pre-med, I took the MCAT, I did a master's degree thinking this is going to look better for a resume for medical school. And in that master's degree where I experienced so much anxiety, I was learning about other different ways that people would perceive disease and illness and wellness. And that's how it kind of caught my attention. Like, hey, there's a different way that you can heal. We heal differently. You know, culture has a lot to do with how we feel and how we embody illness and wellness. So that's where I kind of took that dive in there. And mindfulness just came because of that anxiety that I was suffering in graduate school. I went to a private school, and so it was a lot harder to keep up with others. You had professors who were, you know, trained in Cornell and Harvard, and they expected you to also be at that top level. Mm-hmm. So the pressure and anxiety really, really got to me. And then I did start, like Viviana said, like researching, how do I get rid of anxiety? Like, that was my first thought. How do I get rid of it? And then as I learned that, you know, we all have anxiety, it's just, you know, kind of like that mindset. How do we shift? How do I shift my day to not make it so filled with anxiety? What can I do? What little things can I modify, like food and thoughts? And then again, the action, like I can't just read about it and not do anything. It's not going to solve the anxiety that I was feeling.
Absolutely. Very interesting. Excellent point. Now we are going to continue the conversation. I do want to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
You need JordansRooter.com. Get free estimates, 24-hour service, special discounts for seniors and veterans. That's JordansRooter.com. Have a home repair or some remodeling you need done? No problem. We can handle all that too. Give us a call today at 800-300-0358. At Jordans Rooter, we take pride in our work and always make sure to get the job done right the first time. That's JordansRooter.com. We want to be your Mr. Fix-It.
Are you a business owner, CEO, entrepreneur, artist, musician, celebrity, or influencer interested in more exposure for your business? Schedule your one-on-one interview with Sharifa Hardy today We handle everything for you. We video interview you. We professionally produce your interview, and we distribute your interview. We do the work so you can focus on putting your best foot forward. If you have been looking for more ways to get your product or service in front of more people, this is the opportunity for you. Schedule your one-on-one interview with Sharifa Hardy today.
Hey, Vanessa here, and I hope you are enjoying this episode of the Roundtable Talk Show with Sharifa Hardy. I love being on the show and I love all the great people that I get to meet. And I wanted to let you know that you can also find me weekly on my podcast, Stop Shitting All Over Yourself, at podcast.manessa.com. That business owners like you and me have been giving ourselves a lot of grief about not doing things for our businesses that it turns out we probably don't need to be doing in the first place. Stop beating yourself up over things that you think you should be doing for your business and start patting yourself on the back for the things that you are doing.
Yes, I love Vanessa's energy. I love everyone here today and their energy, but I think it is so important that, first of all, if you just tuned in to the Roundtable Talk Show, if you've missed any part of the show, you definitely want to watch it from the top of the show in the archives. But one of the reasons why I think we hold ourselves back is because we ask ourselves that question, who am I? Why should I? How can I be great? Who am I to be great? And so some people consider that the imposter syndrome. I want to go over to Natasha and get your thoughts on imposter syndrome.
I always had imposter syndrome. So you can imagine when I started, when I became a matchmaker and launched my company in 2013, I was neither married and I didn't have children. Here I was giving people advice. So one of the other things I looked at is the other women who had who were famous or very good at the business and who were matchmakers. And I saw them on TV shows just like yours, Sharifa. And I thought, you know what? I need to get on TV too. But how could I, and who was I to go and give people advice? But I think that when you do have imposter syndrome, you just have to set some goals and look at your fears and tackle your fears head first. And that's what I did. Got a PR firm, booked some interviews, and learned my stuff and went on TV and gave people advice. All you need to know is something that people don't. As long as you're this much ahead of them, you can give them a lot of value, a lot of advice, and they will be happy to pay you for what you know. So no fears, especially with women who think they need to have all their ducks in a row and everything perfect. And this is why they're stuck and they don't start their business, start looking for their partner, if that's what they're looking for. Women want everything perfect. We got to stop being perfectionists. Mm.
There's another thing I like to add about imposter syndrome, because as an author, you write your book, it does well, you get good feedback. And then as you start to write the next book, you're like, is it going to be as good? Mm. So you get in your head and you get in your way because you start trying to figure out, you want to get past the imposter. Was it just a fluke that I had this book? So there's imposter syndrome, especially when you're a creative person, because of all the art, you know, whether it's music, writing, even art, there's the imposter syndrome factor is there because it's something that's ingrained in us, I guess.
Oh, dude, I have such a great tip for how to like get yourself through the moments where you're feeling that. So I imposter syndrome to the hilt. Like, you know, I mean, a lot, most overachieving people have imposter syndrome. And I would, and one of the things that I discovered was that the issue that we have is when we're sitting down trying to do something, you're thinking about the outcome. You're thinking about what it means. You're thinking about how it impacts you, right? So that's obviously a much bigger thought. And the day-to-day the tactics of that moment, they get lost. And that is your subconscious's way of hijacking you so that you are focusing on something that's very familiar to you, which is imposter syndrome. We're talking about it. We know about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's imposter syndrome. And for many of us, we'll say that, right? But like, we say it as if it's like, oh, I have acknowledged it, but I don't need to like make a change. I will accept that this is what it is. So what I started to do is in that moment where I feel that way, I separate the meaning of the task from the task I'm doing. So if I'm trying to draw something and I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, I'm just the worst. I have no talent. I have no skill. Who the hell do I think I am to be drawing something? I sit down and say, Vanessa, it doesn't really matter whether you're good or bad at it or what it is. For right now, just draw the circle. Start by drawing a circle, then draw another circle. And then just take one step, take another step, and you start to divorce the meaning of the activity and the outcome of the activity and what that whole deep thing that we've attached to it from the actual activity itself, so that now it becomes more mechanical. Because one of the issues that so many of us struggle with is that while we're doing an actual mechanical task, we're up in here. And since both of those things require completely different parts of your brain, there's a tension that automatically begins. And you're always going to go down that direction because that's the most familiar. So if you focus on making the task as small and as insignificant as possible, this is not a huge post that's going to make a difference in my whole life. This is just a post I'm writing right now. I'll post it. I can delete it later. It doesn't work the first few times because you're really trying to turn a very big ship. But every time you find yourself in that moment where you're like starting to get into that moment of anxiety where you know what it is, start to just say the thing that you're doing. I am drawing something. I am writing a post. I am doing this to put online, and just give yourself the next instruction. You will follow that instruction. And then the imposter syndrome kind of just goes by the wayside because you're focusing on something else. It has been a huge help to my clients. Big, big game changer.
But then shouldn't we just unpack imposter syndrome as fear, anxiety, expectations? I mean, really, that's it in a nutshell, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that you're totally right in that we set the expectation of what that one thing is going to do for you, like you said, right? So you're like, I'm going to make this post. My expectation is that this post is going to go be popular. People are going to engage on it. It's going to be what makes or breaks my business. Well, when that's really what you're putting onto that post, that's a lot of pressure for that one little post, right? I totally agree with you. It's all about your expectations.
Here's one on expectations. 75% of us are working in something other than what we studied in college.
Yeah.
Okay. That's setting yourselves up very early on for some certain expectations. If you think you're going to go we just talked about, she's pre-med. She's setting up her whole life to be a doctor. And then all of a sudden it has this event that happens in graduate school. Oh my gosh, do I go explore this idea that I have, or do I continue on the path that I had set for myself years before?
But are we taught, Asha, that we have to meet our parents' expectations? Our parents and our teachers set up these parameters when we're younger to put these expectations in place that you should do this. You want to become a doctor? Okay, this is what you have to do. And they put this expectation, even though they may not be our expectations at times.
Right.
So we learned that we have to meet everybody else's expectations without looking at our own.
Oh, and that definitely fuels the imposter syndrome for sure.
Okay. I grew up in Pakistan, and in Pakistan, you were either a doctor, you're an accountant, you're an engineer. Those are the three things that you can be, or political scientist. So those were the four things that you had to be when everybody was going into those fields. So if you wanted to do anything different, that was immediately, you were not meeting the expectations, right? So now you were automatically starting at a deficit. And so many of us start that way. Like, what are the expectations that are put on us when we're younger that we're just like, well, I don't want to do that.
So with kind of like my mindful wellness business, I also realized that all those emotions, the anxiety and fear, everything that we're bottling up, like, oh my gosh, I hate my career. Like, I'm studying this, but I really don't want to, go work in hospital or be stuck in a cubicle. Like, I think someone mentioned communications, Natasha, I think it was you, that you were working in a corporate America. All those emotions are bottled into our body, and some way or another, they're going to come out, for whether it's verbally, like you just explode on people all the time. You may be upset. It may be physically, like, you start to get hives, rashes. You are having gut issues. And that's kind of what also led me to start this business. One quote that I love, and I've never been able to find who said it, but I'm blanking on it. I'm so sorry. The body speaks what the mind silences. So that was kind of like my whole foundation for starting this business. What is going on with people? So I try to look at the holistic aspect, not just, your signs and symptoms. And I do, functional blood work so we can see those red flags. But I also ask you, how are you feeling? Like, are you happy at your job? Do you have kids? Like, how are you feeling? Are you, do you feel balanced, unbalanced? Friends, what is your network? How is it doing financially? Do you feel stable? Because all of that encompasses our lives and our bodies, and it's gonna show up in some imbalance one way or another. So that's kind of what I also help people with. If we have to look at ourselves holistically.
Real, Real quick, and I'm going to piggyback off of something Beatrice said. I once had an employee tell me that no job is worth your health. And I think that is something to live by, because we put ourselves in these stressful situations. I worked at corporate America, and yes, it took its toll. And my employee came to me because I came back with pneumonia too soon. And he's like, no job is worth your health. And I've listened to that statement over and over again. I think we put too much on our jobs and the stress that we take on, that we think, oh, we're invincible, but we're not.
We saw 9 million people quit their jobs voluntarily in the month of November. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bet a majority of them were listening to their bodies, their spiritual, mental, physical health. And that's why they made that decision to leave their jobs and walk away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to add something there, because I personally experienced that when I was in, you know, working in the corporate world. I am a creative and I was doing something totally different. I went through depression. I was miserable. I got sick. And that was when I was face to face to make a decision. What do I want to do with whatever it is that is left in my life? Do I want to continue this path, or do I want to make something meaningful? I don't care if I make money or not, because that was my mentality at that point. And when you're doing something that you're passionate about, that's a good thing about it. You really do. We have that thought or that belief system. And I think it comes from the myth. In the case of creative, it comes from the myth of the starving artist. People always repeat that as if it was a truth, and it's not. You can make it different. And I had that belief of course, you know, I might not make as much money because I'm not going to be working. I'm not going to have a job. I'm just going to sell a few paintings, etc. But in reality, when you are passionate about what you do, then you put all your heart into it. You make more. You're going to live in abundance. And abundance doesn't equal just money, right? Abundance is health. Abundance is peace of mind. Abundance is having freedom of time for your family. Abundance is being able to play with your kids, with your grandkids, having that time. And abundance is also being able to earn the money you need to support yourself and to make dreams come true. So I believe that health is linked to that. I love, by the way, there's something I never said in this show, and it's, I'm Colombian. So Sharifa, you have two Colombians in the show today. Yay.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere in the comments. Somebody who was watching, I got to go back to it and share that comment. I'll find it, but I don't know. These things, I think this is the one. She said, I am...
Too powerful woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yay! Colombia.
Colombia, everyone. I'm telling you, this show is amazing. The comments are coming so fast. I can't even keep up with all the comments on screen. But it's just an interesting conversation. Natasha, you brought up imposter syndrome. Everybody has kind of given their feedback, expectations, the health. What are your thoughts?
I would like to also say that all the principles that all the experts have mentioned go for relationships too. When you're in a toxic relationship, you're losing your hair, you're no longer yourself, that you're screaming, you're angry. You think you're going to create a cancer. It's that bad, where you think, if I stay in this relationship, I'm going to get sick. And you have to step out. You have to listen to yourself. I loved the quote that was mentioned about the body speaking, the silence of the mind, or let's find the author to that quote. But all this to say, we all have to listen to ourselves, and the bar has to rise the bar. And people sometimes tell me, you know, if I start having more criteria, I'll never find someone, I'll always be alone. It's not about having more criteria on the list. It's about having the right deal breakers, the right knowing exactly what to look for in a relationship and in a partner to be happy, the right values that must be shared. You can have your own values, but there are a set of values that should be shared so that you can move in the same direction together.
It's amazing that the criteria that Natasha just outlined applies not only for our personal lives, but our professional lives, but we compartmentalize them. And we need to realize, like, if we're going to apply criteria to one, we need to apply it to the other as well to be happy.
Absolutely. Okay. Sorry for the interruption there.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to mention something. I just wrote a book. Yeah. You Are the Masterpiece. I'm so excited about it. And it's speaking about this, I have a chapter about it, and it's how you need to see yourself like that as a masterpiece so that you can walk life that way and expect and have those expectations and have those, you know, that standard of this is the person that I'm going to allow in my circle, in my close circle or in my network. These are the people that I want. This is the way I want to be treated. This is the way I want people to see me. This is the way I am going to accept. This is as much as I'm going to tolerate. And I am going to be focused on this. I'm not going to be distracted by that, etc. Because if we have that, then I believe in, and I have to link this to imposter syndrome, believe it or not, because the fact that we have doubts and insecurities is what brings us down to tolerating things that we're not supposed to, because, you know, you're perfect. You are a perfect creation. You have everything you need. You don't need anybody outside of yourself to validate you. You can follow your dreams. You don't need anybody to say it's okay. You don't need anyone to say, yes, you're going to do good or not. You know, you can focus on what you need, but we, because we have those self-doubt, we tend to follow, to, you know, live in this life that was laid out before we even were born. We have a society or traditions or whatever it is. It was established before we were born, and we're supposed to come to this life and live that life. But the life is for us to live. So if we can believe that, if we can value ourselves to that level, we're going to make better choices for ourselves, for our family, for our children, for our careers, for our life.
Powerful.
What I was going to say is, you know, there may be somebody out there that's listening that is in a job that they really can't stand. And I was in that position. I was a supervisor, and there was so much stress on that job. I kept thinking to myself, because I came close to having a mental breakdown because there was so much stress and pressure on myself. And I kept thinking, I'm going to quit. I need to quit. It was haunting me, my dreams and everything else. But I didn't listen. I was still just going on, and I would continue talking about the job when I picked up my husband and on for hours. This is how much it was. This is how toxic it was. And it was eating at me. And finally, one day, divine intervention, since my friends kept saying no job is worth it. One day, my husband decided to close we have a love seat recliner, and he closed the recliner on my foot. And I had a torn ligament in my ankle. So I had to have surgery. It was an old injury, but I didn't know it. But at the time, this injury forced me out of my job because I had to be away. So what I'm getting at is, if you're in a situation and your mind and your body is telling you, you need to get out, listen, because I was fortunate enough to have divine intervention come into play, but not everybody does. And sometimes you're missing out on some great moments because you are so focused on something so toxic, because you're terrified that what happens if I quit and I don't pivot.
DM, I hope most people don't get into a physical injury to understand, you know, where their limitations are. But I think if we just take stock of what we like and what we don't like, and your example of being a supervisor or people manager is one where people set that aspiration for themselves because they see it on TV. They see it in, you know, in the movie, their parents did that, and that's what they should be doing. And a lot of people don't enjoy it. But they don't realize that until after they become a people manager, and they realize, like, it's a lot of administrative work. It's a lot of disciplining. It's a lot of, you know, pushing people to like produce more, that they realize, like, that's not what I wanted to be doing. And so I think by realizing, like, what do you really like? Do you like individual contributor roles, or do you actually do like, you know, encouraging people, or do you want to start a business versus working in a business? Do you want to work in a big company, a small company? These are all things that we should be testing and experimenting with as we go through our career, and making mental notes of, I did enjoy that, or I didn't enjoy that.
Well, one thing I was going to add is, it wasn't so much the supervisorial thing, it was the politics of it. And everybody knows in corporate America, the higher you rise, the more politics there are. And that's with anything, any kind of way you're trying to make something, there's always some kind of political motivation. It's not politics as we know it's government, but there's office politics. So
not
that is
you're saying. No, I didn't mean to cut you off, DM. I understand what you're saying, because I always have this conversation, because what happens is, as the employee, we go, oh, we don't like corporate. We don't like politics. We don't like this. And I want to work for myself. And then you become not only that entrepreneur, but you become the CEO. And now you have to make the decisions, because now you have to discipline employees who, you know, called off sick for a week, and you saw them on Facebook in the Bahamas. And you know what I mean? Like, you have these, and you're pulling your hair out. So it's a fine line, and you know, hey, nobody's perfect, but this has been an incredible show. I have enjoyed it. I knew the energy was going to be amazing, and as Jean says, you are all very amazing, everyone here today. But we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show, and what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, DM.
Well, I have two books. One is a bass player's journal, and it's kind of a raunchy, dark read. And then I have a lovely romantic suspense, if that's more of your thing. Love is Worth Waiting For. Both are available on my website and on different various outlets that you can buy books. And it's an ebook as well. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can find it at better2podcast.com. And Manessa's been on there. Sharifa's been on there. And I've had a lot of different guests that talk about their lives. And we usually start out with a better two question. And I also do card readings, and I have a daily read on TikTok. Plus I have a tarot podcast that does a weekly reading. So if you are in a situation, this is the last thing I will say now that I've pitched all that. If you're in a situation where you have a toxic job, get out. And if you want to find me and you want some counseling for a reading or whatever, you can find my books and everything at dmneedham.com. So that's my spiel. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Definitely enjoyed it. Viviana, what do you want people to take away from your appearance?
Well, today that there's no electricity. Sorry about that. I've been on and off, guys.
With you, Viviana, who's that with you? I'm nosy. Who's with you?
In the mountains. This is happening. We have a snowstorm, but you know, we keep going, right? So that's what I want everybody to take away from today. Keep going. Whatever you're doing, if you're dreaming about starting something, do it, jump on it, have faith, do it. Don't wait for it to be perfect. Don't wait for you to know everything. You can make things happen. Just make it happen. You are a masterpiece. And by the way, if you need help, if you need any support, visit youarethemasterpiece.com. Check out my book or visit vivianapuelo.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you. I have over 20 years of experience helping creative entrepreneurs make dreams come true. Let's make yours come true.
Hey, love it. Wonderful way to end the show. Manessa, what do you have for people?
I love this show, and I just want all of you guys to know that I'm totally in love with you, and I'm going to reach out to all of you. So what I would like to leave you with is, I think during this conversation, the thing that was most impactful to me was that everybody said the same thing. You really have to get to know what is important to you. What are your values, whether it's in a job, in your life, whatever. And I think that one of the biggest lessons I've learned is that my job on this planet is to get to know myself really, really, really well, the best that I can, so that I can show up the best that I can, so I can serve the most number of people, right? So I really feel like we are here to get to know ourselves, understand our values, understand what's important to us, so we can construct the life of our dreams. And the way that I do that is through my podcast, Stop Shitting All Over Yourself, which you can find at manessa.com. My name is right there, manessa.com. Head over there. And basically I go live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to talk about Eastern time, right before the Ash Sharifa podcast, actually, the roundtable. And we talk about the things and the programming ideas that we've had since childhood, of the things that we think we're supposed to be doing, that are outdated ideas that we can let go of, and you'll start feeling a lot better about yourself, because a lot of the things that you think you should be doing, you actually don't really need to be doing anyway.
I love it. I didn't receive that invitation to stop shitting on yourself. I don't know. I must have missed it in the email. we'll get to that. Beatrice, what do you have for people?
So I just want to say, you know, thank you. And for you lovely ladies and people who have tuned in, I think we are here just to serve you. That is our priority. And I also want to say that our bodies is a sacred vessel. And it tells us exactly what we need through our feelings, our emotions, and any physical symptoms that we are feeling. And to know that we cannot fill somebody else's cup unless ours is filled first. I think our society tells us that we have to, you know, do things for others. Like we can't take time to ourselves because that's called being selfish. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's actually the opposite. We need to take care of ourselves first and foremost before we can take care of our kids, our dogs, our parents, our friends, or even our work family. And I want to leave you with this one little thing. You know, change is challenging, whether you're considering quitting your job or seeking, you know, help for things that it's going on mentally or physically. We need to change that mentality from, oh my gosh, I have to give up this, I have to give up that, into I get to try new things.
I love it. Words to live by. Thank you, Beatrice. Asha, what would you like people to take away?
I think today's conversation was amazing. Sharifa, thank you for bringing us all together. We heard the keywords of start, set an intention, advocate for yourself, know what you want. And these are all stories and collections of initiatives that I've collected in my book, Skills the Common Denominator, by capturing these real life stories of people that have pivoted and changed careers during the pandemic. So these are recent reference points. There's 25 stories, and you're going to find yourself in at least one of those stories. The book is available on Amazon and Goodreads, and it's actually on sale on Amazon today, 38% off if you'd like to check it out.
Thank you, Asha. Appreciate you. Miss Natasha, what would you like people to take away?
Thank you, Sharifa, for having me on the show today. I want to tell everyone that you are enough. You are good enough, and you can find a partner if that's what you choose to. If you want to start a family and you are 37 or 38 years old or even 42 years old, then you can. If you are 54 years old and you want to find the best relationship of your life, well, you're not dead. You can fall in love again, and there's a man that's going to love you. It doesn't matter what you look like, what your weight is. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You can make this happen. So set that intention that you are going to find the love of your life, and it's going to happen. Now, if you don't know how to break your patterns, that's where I come in. So you can find me, let's say, on Instagram at Natasha Noel Official. If you go, natashanoel.com is my website. I have several websites. You can find an agenda, book a call, and let's talk about the ways that we can make a plan and set your goals so that you can be in that relationship.
Yes, I love it. Thank you, Natasha. Now, if you watch this show and you are not ready to make whatever change in your life that you need to make, I don't know what else to tell you. This has been an incredible show. I'm so excited. I'm just like Vanessa. I just love all of you women. I'm going to connect with all of you. I want to thank you for being guests on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching in the archives. Definitely had a lot of comments and support today, so I appreciate you. I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you sharing. But as always, the most important thing to me is that you support our guests. Our guests definitely showed up for you this morning. They shared their insights, their information, their stories, their history, their views with you. So please support them. Pick up a copy of their book. Have a session. Have a reading. Work with them. Go work with Viviana on your art. Work with all of our guests, but support them. Follow them on social media. Reach out to them. Send them a message. And when you do, please let them know. Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until Monday morning, everyone have a safe and a blessed weekend. Bye now.